I'm Amanda Hope Haley, and I write and podcast about the Bible and the ancient Near East as the Red-Haired Archaeologist. For the last three seasons, the Red-Haired Archaeologist podcast has told you all about the archaeology of Israel, their interactions with some of their big neighbors, and how what comes out of the ground can really impact our understanding of Scripture. Season three really focused in on Egypt and their interactions with Israel in history and in all of their records. And one thing I took away from it was the relatively short amount of time that Israel was an autonomous nation. Israel was by themselves for about 1,000 until 586 BC, and even during that time, it was only a united nation for about 100 years under Saul and David and Solomon. Well, when you compare that to the nations around them, it's really surprising just how big an impact this really small country had on civilizations as we experience them today. So in season four, I thought it would be great if we really focus in on those years when ancient Israel was a monarchy. I'm calling this season Kings in the Iron Age, from Tabernacle to Temples, temples plural, that's intentional, and there's going to be about 12 episodes. During those episodes, we're going to move chronologically, starting with Saul's anointing, going through the Civil War that gave us the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom. We'll talk about when the Assyrians and the Neo-Babylonians came in, conquered the area, and we'll finally wrap it all up with Ezra and Nehemiah as the Judahite and Benjaminites are coming back to Jerusalem after the exile, after Persia conquered Babylon. The major difference that you will see in season four is that you'll be able to see season four. So I have been encouraged to put this out on YouTube, and my previous seasons are available on YouTube right now. It's just a static image with the audio behind it. But this time around, I'm inviting you to come into my office. I'm just going to be sitting here just like this. And whenever I am talking about something that I'm able to give you guys a visual aid, maybe a photograph that I have taken on my own travels or something like that, then those are going to be embedded in. I have got a wonderful person helping me do the video editing this time around. So I hope you'll enjoy that. My original plan for season four, which you will know if you listen to season three, was for me to actually do this podcast basically live from Israel when I was over there this past summer. Well, 2023 was a pretty tumultuous time, or has been and continues to be a pretty tumultuous time in Israel. There have been a lot of political protests and a lot of terrorist attacks. And so we were encouraged by the land agents in Israel to cancel our trip, which we did. That was really hard for me. I hate that I wasn't over there this year. And so season four is sort of a hybrid. And that's, I'm trying to bring you video content, even though it's not exactly the way that I hoped I would be able to do it this year. Hopefully season five, we will actually be able to make that happen. But if you are in the US, I know that the news in Israel didn't get a whole lot of traditional press coverage. And so in the show notes, I am linking to an article by a woman named Lahav Harkov, and it is a beautiful, beautiful article that she wrote when she attended an open-air concert in Tel Aviv back in May with 40,000 of her closest friends, and while they were there singing and dancing, the Iron Dome was activated. It's not like bullet points of everything that's been going on over there, but she really does such a beautiful job of conveying the feeling that the people have in Israel right now with everything that has been going on. So I encourage you to find the show notes, go to that, and read that article. It's really, truly a beautiful piece. And this is also an example of what I'm going to continue to do with the podcast episodes moving forward. Anytime I record an episode, I always try to put links in there of sources that were important to me as I was developing the content for the episode. I always want you to have the opportunity to know where I'm getting my information and to dive deeper into what we've talked about if you're so inclined to do so. So that'll be available on YouTube and then in the show notes on all of the podcast apps. So I hope you'll consider joining me for season 4 of the Red-Haired Archaeologist podcast. It's going to start releasing Thursdays in October. And so right now, if you'll head over to YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever is your favorite podcast provider, go ahead and subscribe there. And those apps will let you know when new episodes release. Until then, I encourage you to get caught up. Listen to the old ones. Let me know what you think. And I hope I'll see you in October.